Swing Thing is provided by Fred and Tim Hall Family Productions and is made possible by contributions from the members of KCEA.
Swing Thing. I'm Fred Hall, the Dig the Collector's Files. Here's that swing thing. Her favorites and some you didn't expect to hear. Our guests from time to time include the great leaders, singers, soloists, arrangers, and composers from the swing era. Music from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and right up to today. Here we go with that thing called swing. Swing thing. Ultra. Here's some especially delightful treat from the collector's files. We'll be right back. Terry James, without question, recorded in England some years ago. Corky Corcoran on tenor sax there, and that was the title tune for this set, Ultra. These are special things that I always thought should have been much bigger hits than they were. Some were not hits at all. Ultra got, you know, there was kind of a clique that dug this particular thing, originally recorded for Columbia Records. But it wasn't one of Harry's biggest. We'll give you some more examples on Swing Thing. Among all the gorgeous ballads recorded by Glenn Miller through the years, the one we're about to hear, I think, is one of the best, and yet it was nothing like a hit. It features the singing of Ray Eberly, one of his most relaxed vocals, and Willie Schwartz's clarinet and Tex Beneke's tenor. A 1941 recording, The Angels Came Through. Written by Ernesto Lecuona and Al Dubin, and it was not a hit, but I've always considered it in the ultra class, Ray Eberly and Glenn Miller. This next record didn't make it as a hit because the Tommy Dorsey recording of it overshadowed it so much, Cy Oliver wrote it and arranged it for Tommy. Opus number one is what it is. But Gene Krupa recorded it with Anita O'Day. I always thought it should have gotten equal billing with the Dorsey version. Both were terrific. Opus number one.
Frankie can croon, and baby old Bing will give it a fling, and that'll start everyone humming the thing. The melody's dumb, repeat and repeat, but if you can swing, it's got a good beat, and that's the main thing to make with the feet, 'cause rock and rhythm's ruling the day, so they call it Opus One. Come on, latch on and jump, hey, 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 it's Opus One, this ain't no slump. Maybe if Benny the King would do it in swing, and old Mr. G could rock it for me, there's never a doubt you'll knock yourself out if ever you should hear of us one.
Krupa and O'Day. It was always a great combination. And that was Opus number one. Ultra is the name of the set. The show is Swing Thing. When this next record came out in 1987, I thought it had to somehow catch on despite the prevailing winds being against it. But no, it gets played occasionally by discerning people on the radio, and those who bought the album enjoy it. It's from an album called Tony Bennett, The Art of Excellence, most of which was recorded in England. This track recorded in Santa Monica with a small group and featuring Ray Charles, Tony's co-star. Everybody has the blues.
Hey Ray, I feel so sad. I guess you're thinking no one ever felt so bad before.
Oh, come on now, Tony, join the club. Wait a minute, I got something I want to tell you. Listen. Everybody gets the blues. Now you might not know this, but everybody, they have the blues. And everybody knows the way you feel today.
I thought it was just me. Do you mean that everybody gets to sit and cry?
That's what I mean.
Everybody gets to wonder why.
Yes, indeed.
Everybody gets to watch the sky turn gray.
All right. And I want to remind you about one other thing here. Listen. Some people lose their jobs.
Wow.
And some fellows lose their girls.
Watch it.
But maybe we feel like we're losing our minds. That's not the end of the world. Hey, everybody gets to feel some pain.
Tell me where it is, Ray.
Uh-huh.
Everyone got to get caught in the rain.
You're not alone.
Everybody got some day.
Play the blues, Ray.
All right.
Come on, go with me.
Uh-huh. Dallas, even J.R. gets the blues.
I can't believe that, but listen to this. Politicians get the blues.
Especially when they lose. TV anchor people, they even get the blues.
Just from reading all that news.
Everybody has the blues.
On a Columbia record album, Tony Bennett, The Art of Excellence, Tony there with Ray Charles. I'll assign it the ultra designation. Everybody has the blues. This is a swing thing. Artie Shaw and the 1938-39 band recorded many great standards. Some even became hits. And some just remain there as examples of how good playing could be by a big band led by an inspired leader. But this one was not a hit at all. It really missed, and I've always collected it and cherished it and played it. Harry Warren wrote it without any words. Later on, somebody did some words. Well, I think Harry did some words, too, but nobody recorded them except Jack Teagarden. But the record that stands out is this Artie Shaw one. The tune is Octoroon.
Thank you.
Great dance tempo, too. Octoroon, Artie Shaw. Ultra, on The Swing Thing.
Hello again, I'm David Miller, host of Swingin' Down the Lane, and I want to remind you of another source of good music. The program hosted by Craig Roberts, every Monday evening from 7 to 9. Both of our programs are broadcast on the home of the big bands, 89.1 KCEA. Tune us in, won't you?
Great songs, great memories.
It's Saturday. You and your wife take the boys to the mall, straight to the food court. Your wife and Pete head for tacos. You and Danny want Chinese. You look up at the menu for a few seconds. You look down to see what Danny wants. But you don't see Danny. Your eyes dart around frantically. You instinctively call out,
Danny! Danny!
From the taco place, you hear a voice.
Hey, Dad! Change my mind!
Every parent knows that feeling when, even for a few seconds, you lose sight of your child. Imagine if he or she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Swing Thing with Fred Hall on the home of the big bands, 89.1 KCEA.
I've got news for all those traditionalists who believe that all the great ballads were written before about 1970. Here's one with music by Johnny Mandel and words by Richard Rodney Bennett and Frank Underwood that was first recorded in 1988 by Lena Horne in a new album. And in this instance, Sammy Davis Jr. joins her for a duet. It's called I Wish I'd Met You, and it still has time to become a standard.
Yeah.
I think that song's got everything going for it, and I hope it does turn into a standard. And congratulations to Lena Horne for having chosen it to be in an album she recorded and released in 1988 called Lena Horne, The Men in My Life. Sometimes not only a single song that deserves wider coverage and hit them misses, but a whole album does. Woody Herman did one in 1965 called My Kind of Broadway. I think his band was at its peak. The solos were sparkling. The arrangements were terrific. This one by a friend of ours by the name of Nat Pierce. Here Woody plays clarinet and Gary Klein tenor. The melodies are famous, memorable ones, and they aren't lost in the shuffle. I just think it's a great album all the way around. Tunes like I Feel Pretty, This Can't Be Love, Hello Young Lovers, My Favorite Things, and this one, Get Me to the Church on Time. Get me to the church on time. Got to nod, doff our hats in the general direction of drummer Ronnie Zito, too. Love the way that underlying rhythm just never stopped. Woody Herman and the band. Ultra, in my opinion. Hope yours, too. As you listen to Swing Thing, a couple of ballads that never made it now. Never quite became standards. Particularly the second one. The first one was a medium sort of a hit, I guess you could say, for Cole Porter. But not this recording of it, and this, I think, is far and away the best one I've ever heard. Peggy Lee with Benny Goodman. The tune is Everything I Love. Then we'll follow that, go right in, segue right into Dreamsville, Ohio, with Ray Eberle and the Modern Airs, some of the best singing either the group or him as a solo singer ever did. And again, that no hit at all. Everything I Love and Dreamsville, Ohio, they share a kind of a wistful quality, I think.
Kissing rock that stands stands beside a wishing well.
But you must seal every wish with a kiss,
or you'll break the spell. There's a happiness in Dreamsville,
Ohio.
Even money couldn't buy
all that's missing down in Dreamsville is you and I. In Dreamsville, even money couldn't buy
all that's missing down in Dreamsville.
As you could tell, that was a radio broadcast, and in fact, one done on a Saturday afternoon at the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania when the room was full of kids. No drinking allowed. Kids matinee, sort of a sunset serenade, I think they called it. Glenn Miller and the band Ray Eberle and the Modernaires. A tune and a performance that I think it was and is ultra. Not a big hit with the public, though. I don't, maybe I'm wrong. Nah, I'm right, and I love that particular record. I'm Fred Hall, this is Swing Thing. Here's an instrumental novelty rhythm riff tune that Tommy Dorsey recorded in the late 1940s, and it didn't catch on. I thought it was as good or better than many similar type things he'd done in the past and did after that. This is not the original Dorsey record. This is the Billy May recreation of it, but it's so good, and the surface is so improved over my scratchy old 78 in the original, that we're going to play the Billy May recreation. Here is Pussy Willow.
Thank you. tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either.
Tommy Dorsey's Pussy
There's
Willow.
Only one way to tell it's if you put meat
Billy
and
May
poultry
and the
to a bacteria-killing temperature.
This is Swing
Use
Thing.
A food
this is our ultra set.
It's not an extra step or a nice
Things
to have.
That we think are
Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria
somehow
that can make you very
turn
sick
out to be
or worse.
All that popular with the public
One in six
whole.
Americans will get sick from
this
food poisoning this year.
This is a fine-tune and early tune by Meredith Wilson.
But you can keep your family safer
Glenn
by
Miller
using
made a good
food
record
thermometer
of it too,
every
and,
time.
And there were several others.
Learn more about this and other important information.
Them eluded.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov.
Wilson, this time out.
That's foodsafety.gov.
See if you remember this one. Frank Sinatra sings
a public
with
service
Tommy
announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture,
and
the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From the National Institutes of Health, this is NIH Health Matters, a study funded by the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases indicated that people with diabetes need to pay strict attention to their glucose levels in order to avoid some serious complications. Dr. David Nathan, director of the Massachusetts General Hospital Diabetes Center, co-chaired the study.
If you compare either a type 1 patient or a type 2 patient the person with diabetes almost always has a higher risk of heart disease. In addition, people with type 2 diabetes are much more likely to be overweight or obese, to have high cholesterol levels, and to have hypertension.
Research has also shown patients classified as pre-diabetic need to control their glucose levels to prevent serious complications in the future. From Bethesda, Maryland, I'm Bill Schmalfeld. This has been NIH Health Matters.
The summer sky is blue. We know why birds in the trees sing melodies true, and why love will grow from the first hello until the last goodbye. So the sweet romance, there is just one answer, you and I.
Dorsey Sinatra collaborating on Meredith Wilson's You and I, played on Swing Thing.
Hello again. I'm David Miller, host of Swingin' Down the Lane, heard twice weekly on KCEA, Sunday evenings at 9 and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. I play the best of the big band music from the 1920s right up to the present day. Make a note right now.
Now, back to Swing Thing with Fred Hall on the home of the big bands, 89.1 KCEA.
We began this set with a Harry James record, Ultra, which became the theme for our segment. Let's close with another Harry James recording that never became a hit, mostly because it was in an album, and it was from a live Palladium performance, never released as a single, and at that time it had to be a single to be a hit. It's his treatment with Buddy Rich on drums of Bye Bye Blues.
Thank you.
Buddy Rich in our Ultra set, and Bye Bye Blues. That's the way it goes around here. I'm Fred Hall. This is Swing Thing. Swing Thing. Swing Thing. Your favorites and some you didn't expect to hear.
Swing Thing was made possible by contributions from the members of KCEA and provided by Fred and Tim Hall Family Productions.
Hello, fellas. This is Les Brown. I'm here in Hollywood with my band making these V-discs for you.